as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening tonight. Actually, this is still the morning. Good morning. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutLoud.com on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud app for Apple, Android, or Alexa, whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio today is being brought to you by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference. Integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to GlobalHealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. All right, healers, this is a mano a mano, me and you. For a whole radio show. This is going to be very exciting. I'm going to actually take you through a presentation I did for my personal audiences at the Dr. Artis Show. That actual radio show and presentation you should be able to download here very soon, probably already. The actual PowerPoint presentation that supports all the research and stuff we're about to discuss. But if I told you there was one single supplement that on Earth was proven that in every single animal kingdom, including monkeys, mice, rabbits, worms, parasites, bats, it doesn't matter, even monkeys, it doesn't matter, whatever animal you give this supplement to, it extends their life and the quality of their life by an average of 10 to 12%. If you just supplement with this one supplement every day for your life. This one supplement is not a supplement you hear very often talked about. It is not one of the big name ones you would hear about, vitamin C or magnesium or zinc. It's not one of those. This is one supplement that's called an amino acid. And this supplement is proven to improve every single aspect of your life's health and extends the quality of your lifespan by 10 to 12 years. That means for every human, you can add 7 to 8 years to your life. 7 to 8 years. That's eight times 365 days, extending your lifespan and improving the quality of your life while extending your life with one supplement. So we're going to talk about this one supplement today. I'm going to take you through some of that information. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to thedrartisshow.com, go to the patient resources tab, and look up the one called Why Dr. Artis Recommends Taurine. Taurine is the supplement. All right, so we're going to get into taurine now. I want y'all to be aware that it was about 5 years ago, I did an interview of an MIT professor. Her name is Dr. Stephanie Seneff. I did it on the Dr. Artis Show, several of these. But she had come out with a new book in about 2020 or 2021 called Toxic Legacy. And it is all about glyphosate, the weed killer that you find branded as Roundup, the weed killer. Monsanto is the company that owns it, owns the patent for it, but it's all about glyphosate. And in this book, Toxic Legacy, that I reviewed on air with Stephanie Seneff right when it was released to the public, I'd read the entire book, then had her come on the week that it was released, and we discussed all the cool things she was relaying from research studies that glyphosate does to the human body. And one of its primary ways in which it damages our health is glyphosate destroys an amino acid in the soil, in our food, and in our bodies called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Now, after reading all the impacts and benefits of taurine in the human body and what's proven to happen when you deplete taurine inside the human body or a mammal's body, it is basically every single syndrome we see in America. Heart disease, cancer, metabolic syndrome, big waists, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, low healthy cholesterol, high blood sugar. These are all metabolic syndromes, and these are all published side effects of taurine deficiency, which is also what glyphosate and processed foods can create. All right, so taurine is assaulted by glyphosate. It is deficient in our foods, it's deficient in our bodies, and it's leading to all kinds of detrimental health outcomes. Taurine, I'm going to dive into my presentation I went through so you guys can learn all about it. And then you might want to tell all your friends and family what it is I just shared with you about the healing benefits on Looking for Healing Radio of taurine, the amino acid. All right, so here we go. I'm going to start this out. In Science News, June 2023, it's an online medical journal. There's a published article titled, Taurine May Be the Key to Longer and Healthier Life. In the summary of this Columbia University paper, the summary reads, a study finds that deficiency of taurine, a molecule produced in our bodies, drives aging, and taurine supplements can improve health and increase lifespan in animals. Before we even go any further, if you're wondering where you're going to get taurine, you're going to get taurine at the Dr. Artichoke. I've had taurine there for 5 years now, and not very many companies actually have taurine. Some do. A lot do, but not all of them. But this is one of the reasons I made sure we had that. They continue in this article, sciencedaily.com, that a deficiency of taurine, a nutrient produced in the body and found in many foods, is a driver of aging in animals, according to a new study led by Columbia researchers and involving dozens of aging researchers around the world. In Health and Wellness magazine, an author named Renee, in August of 2023, published this paper online, and it's on CNBC.com. Taurine, she writes, is the latest anti-aging supplement touting promising results. Here's what scientists say, and this is what she wrote. I quote, taurine, an amino acid that humans produce naturally, is the latest anti-aging supplement that shows potential for increasing longevity. The amino acid, taurine, can be found naturally in animal products and byproducts like beef, shellfish, and dairy. It is often an ingredient in popular energy drinks. Though taurine levels naturally decline as you age, new research suggests that supplementing taurine may slow down or reverse aging in older animals like worms, mice, and monkeys. CNBC, another study or article written in October of 2023, October 27th, by Dr. Neil Palvin. He writes this article titled, Longevity Doctor Shares Number One Supplement He's Been Taking Every Single Day to Slow Down Aging and How He Feels Now. What's the article about? Well, this mainstream doctor writes, who's a specialist in anti-aging. He writes, or has been interviewed, and in this article, he's quoted as saying, I've spent 20 years as a longevity researcher and regenerative medicine doctor, and one of the most common questions I get is what kind of supplements I take to slow down the aging process. Then he goes on, that the supplement I've been taking every day for the past few years is taurine, an essential amino acid that plays a vital role in the body's digestive, cardiovascular, skeletal, muscular, and nervous systems. I've since noticed an improvement in my overall energy level, exercise, performance, and recovery time. In an article, the same one from CNBC, I want to continue this. They write, number one, in a summary, they're summarizing six major benefits of taurine. They write in this article, aging often takes a toll on the heart, leading to an increased risk of cardiovascular diseases. Taurine has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory qualities, and it allows the body to balance electrolytes like salt, chloride, magnesium, calcium, and improve lipids, fats. Taurine also, they write, aids with blood pressure regulation and supports blood vessel function too, which helps maintain optimal blood flow and ultimately reduces the risk of hypertension, atherosclerosis, the hardening of arteries, and heart attacks. In a research paper discussing taurine's beneficial effects for the heart, there is a medical journal called Nutrients. And the date of this paper is September of 2020. And online, on the NIH's website, they have this published paper by Tawar Karadaki and his colleagues, or her colleagues. The title of the paper is The Anti-Inflammatory Effect of Taurine, the Supplement on Cardiovascular Diseases. And in the summary of this paper, they write, the authors, taurine exerts anti-inflammatory effects that improve diabetes and has shown benefits to the cardiovascular system, possibly by inhibition of the renin-angiotensin system. The beneficial effects of taurine are reviewed. In the conclusion of their paper, there is a plethora, multiples of evidence that reveals the anti-inflammatory properties of taurine, and consumption of seafood, which is abundant in taurine, like shrimp and fish and others, may be a factor in preventing cardiovascular diseases, including CAD, cardiovascular arteriosclerotic diseases, and prolongs life expectancies. Taurine does. This is what they wrote in 2020. Taurine, they continue to write in the CNBC's article that mitochondria, which is in every cell of the human body, these little bitty batteries, little bitty cell, little bitty organs in your cells that make the energy for the cell. In your elementary school science classes, you learned in biology that mitochondria are called the powerhouses of the cell, like the little factories that make energy for the cell. Well, taurine is recognized to energize mitochondria, which are responsible for all the energy production in the human body. In biology class, you heard them refer to it as the powerhouse of the cell. But as we age, mitochondrial dysfunction can contribute to fatigue and other age-related diseases. Taurine supplements can help protect these organelles from damage. Along with taurine, which is an amino acid, I would recommend everybody who's listening to this, if they have chronic fatigue syndrome and are tired and have to take naps during the day, you have a mitochondrial problem. You have a deficiency in taurine as a supplement, and you are deficient in bioactive copper. And you should be supplementing copper from the Dr. Artist Show, bioactive copper at the Dr. Artist Show. And you should be supplementing one of those every single day along with the 500 milligrams of taurine. And you should start seeing improvement in your energy. Mitochondria require copper to make ATP for your cell's energy, and they require taurine to manufacture ATP also. In August of 2021, in the medical journal called Molecules, there is a paper titled "The Role of Taurine in Mitochondrial Health." And the subtitle reads, "It's more than just an antioxidant like vitamin C." Elena Griselli is the actual lead author. And in the summary of their paper, they state, and I quote, "There are accumulating studies that have shown that taurine supplementation, taking it as a supplement, also protects against disease processes associated with mitochondrial defects, such as aging, such as mitochondrial diseases, such as metabolic syndrome, such as cancer." They write that taurine helps to protect against cancer development. It's also effective at stopping and halting cardiovascular diseases and neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, schizophrenia, bipolarism. In this review, they continue, "We will provide a general overview on the mitochondrial biology and the consequence of mitochondrial defects in disease states. Then we will discuss the antioxidant action of taurine, particularly in relationship to the maintenance of the mitochondria's function. We will also describe several reported studies on the current use of taurine supplementation in several mitochondrial-associated pathologies or diseases in human beings." And they continue in their conclusion in their study in 2021 that taurine supplemented could potentially improve mitochondrial health, particularly in mitochondria-targeted diseases such as cardiovascular disease, metabolic diseases, mitochondrial diseases, and neurological disorders. End quote. Isn't that exciting to know about taurine? They continue on in the CNBC article that taurine, this amino acid that most people have never heard of, unless you're a bodybuilder and have seen in the last year or two, the massive amount of taurine being touted as something that can increase endurance, power, and muscle building, which is why taurine is being added to so many energy drinks that you see in gyms, which I find ironic because they're loaded with caffeine, and the caffeine is actually going to make you dehydrated where you lose your electrolytes, and taurine's trying to balance them out. I think it's kind of funny. It's like spraying gasoline into a house on fire while the firemen are trying to put it out. All right. Seems kind of, ridiculous. All right, here we go. Number three. Taurine also can stimulate stem cell productions. Now, a lot of you have heard conversations with me, Dr. Ed Group, the Healing for the Ages team, Jonathan Otto, Dr. Group. You've heard us talking about urine therapy, and that urine therapy has been shown by Johns Hopkins University and others as late as 2016. In fact, that aged urine sitting out for 23 days in a jar can actually produce and replicate up to 100,000 stem cells as a natural source of stem cells for the body of the person that's urinating. Well, taurine by itself as an amino acid stimulates stem cells to be produced. In fact, not only does it produce more stem cells, it actually helps to differentiate and tell the stem cells what tissues to become. Stem cells hold the key to tissue repair and regeneration, but our numbers of stem cells decline as we age. But studies have shown that taurine can help stimulate stem cell production, particularly neural stem cells, which are brain and spinal cord cells. Taurine helps to grow new stem cells targeting brain tissue. So if you have a brain disorder or a loved one does, taurine, they should be on immediately. I would be on 1,000 milligrams every day if they have a disease, 500 milligrams every day if you're trying to prevent it. Taurine also boosts brain function in addition to regenerating various tissues throughout the human body. And there's a research paper from 2012 titled Taurine Induces Proliferation or Exponential Growth of Neural Stem Cells, that help regrow brain matter, and the synapse development, the connections between nerves in the brain, in the development of mouse brains. Now, there's only a minute and a half left of this segment so far. We're going to dive more into taurine and what it can do and what it's published to do in a few minutes after the break. But I want you guys to know that the stem cells in your body, you can turn them on by simply supplementing taurine. Taurine also helps to prevent DNA damage. And one of the things most people have been concerned about with the COVID-19 vaccines and the bioweapons they are is that they would damage our DNA. Did you know taurine has the ability to help protect, reverse damage of the DNA in the body? This is another way in which it helps to prevent aging and anti-aging. But there's a study from 2012 titled Taurine Enhances the Growth of Neural Brainstem Stem Cells. Just so everyone knows, anybody working out, taurine is proven as a supplement to increase the volume of cells, particularly muscle cells, and creates a much more favorable environment for muscle growth. This also helps people to train harder over time, build more muscle, combined with a proper diet and exercise regimen. All this can help slow the aging process. Now remember, everybody, you can listen and learn from Dr. Brian Artis, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt every Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. And go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question we can all answer for you on Friday on Looking for Healing Radio. We're always here for you. Stay tuned after the break we have coming up. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio just for you after these messages. And we're going to talk about some of the more incredible healing potentials of an amino acid most people do not know about, taurine. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
All right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is being brought to you by also Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for an amazing student just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EI family today and let's make tomorrow amazing. All right, I'm Dr. Artis. Let's dive more into what the health benefits of taurine. You can get it at thedrartisshow.com. Also, you can go download any schools, get the free EMF guide at energetichealthinstitute.org, and support the school that Dr. Henry Ely has so diligently, along with his coaches and students, that he has built over decades, learning and studying how the human body works. Love that guy and all his efforts on our behalf around the world. All right, let's dive back into taurine. We were just discussing how taurine is being used to increase muscle mass of those who are working out and training. It increases their endurance, how long they can work out for. It's pretty impressive. All right, so now we're going to get into 2021, a review and a research paper that was conducted and put into the online medical journal called Physiology in August of 2021. It is called The Dose Response of Taurine on Aerobic and Strength Exercises. This is a systematic review with Ki Chen as the lead author. In the paper, I quote, "Furthermore, after the first exercise, 2 grams of taurine taken 3 times a day, that's 2,000 milligrams of taurine taken 3 times a day, can decrease DNA damage. Regarding strength exercise, a low dose of taurine supplementation for exercising, a low dose of 0.05 grams, that's not even 1 gram, that's 0.05 grams, with strength exercise improves enzymatic antioxidants and muscular fatigue by reducing exercise-induced oxidative stress. It reduces how much pain and inflammation ends up in your muscles. Your recovery time is faster. Muscle fatigue is shorter periods of time. Every aspect of your workouts, strength training improves with taurine." You can get taurine again at thedrrshow.com. Another amino acid, taurine. We're going to keep talking about this. The fifth benefit they mentioned in CNBC.com's article. They write, it can help repair your DNA. One of the hallmarks of aging is accumulated DNA damage, which can lead to mutations and an increased risk of cancer and other diseases. Taurine, they write, exhibits DNA protective capabilities due to its ability to scavenge harmful free radicals while supporting DNA repair mechanisms that can reduce the occurrences of genetic mutations and contributes to overall cellular health. If you're worried about aging faster than you want, taurine should be what you take. And in the year 2020, in Frontiers of Physiology, the medical journal online, there's a research paper titled Taurine Reverses Oxidative Damages and Restores Muscle Function in Overuse of Exercised Muscles. And Anand Thirupathi, the lead author, writes, taurine reverses muscle function under overuse conditions in several ways, including by controlling mitochondrial oxidative stress production. It also works taurine by regulating membrane potential, fancy words for electrons and protons moving across the muscles. Taurine also works by preventing DNA damage to the cells that you're ripping apart while working out. And taurine works by inducing muscle regulatory proteins to speed up how fast you heal, to build more muscle. Reactive oxygen species could be the mediator in organizing these conditions and the benefits that come from taurine, as written by these authors. Taurine, for the rest of you, we're going to end with this number 6 point. This is not the end of the interview. This is just the end of the 6 listed health benefits in CNBC's article. They write, taurine can lower blood pressure. Taurine has demonstrated, they mentioned, the potential to lower your blood pressure through several mechanisms. It promotes vasodilation, which means it relaxes your blood vessels open, the relaxation and widening of your blood vessels, which leads to improved blood flow and reduced pressure on arterial walls. Taurine has also been shown to inhibit the release of stress hormones like cortisol, which can also raise your blood pressure. So there's a hormone called cortisol. It's the hormone that everybody talks about, that and adrenaline, whenever you're in a fight or flight moment, emergency situation where women are flipping over cars to get the car off their baby or save their husband or loved one, moving tanks, throwing all kinds of stuff, really heavy things. That is cortisol and adrenaline's power on the human body. And cortisol is your fight or flight, I can't stay asleep hormone, my stress hormone. Well, there's a study done in 2015-16 where they published taurine supplemented lowers blood pressure and improves your blood vessels' function. And that applies to everybody who's pre-hypertensive. They actually write, administration of taurine supplemented for 12 weeks only, that's 3 months only, significantly reduced all people's blood pressure. They even continued that the clinical systolic blood pressure, the upper number of your blood pressure, and the diastolic blood pressure, the lower number on your blood pressure, decreased in the taurine group by 7 millimercuries, millimoles of mercury. So the top number, on average, dropped in everybody's blood pressure in just 3 months by 7 points. So if their blood pressure used to be 120 over 80, now it was 113 over 80. But at the same time, their lower number, which in this scenario would be 80, the diastolic blood pressure number dropped by 4.7%. So that means if all the participants before taking taurine, if all their blood pressure was at 120 over 80, that means the average by the end of 12 weeks, all their numbers were 113 over 75, which is even better. And that's simply taking taurine for 12 weeks. And then they make a note here that they noticed that in the placebo group where they didn't give them any taurine, none of their blood markers got better, even with the placebo product. All right. Now we're going to keep diving in here because there are several articles I took my audiences through and I need to take you guys through. If you're not supplementing taurine like I do every day for the last 5 years, you might want to start. People always want to know, how do I look as young as I do? I've got 5 kids myself, 8 total with my wife. We have 7 adults, 2 grandbabies, another one on the way. It's a lot of kids we've raised. We have 7 adults, me and my wife both. That's a lot of raising, a lot of taking care of, a lot of stress and worry. But how do we stay so young? We take care of ourselves. We diet, we ground, we do saunas, infrared saunas. We drink healthy water. We do not drink sodas. We don't eat crap 24/7. So these are the things we do. And I supplement taurine. All right, now in Science Magazine, this is actually a published paper in June of 2023, just less than a year ago. In Science Magazine, they published a paper titled Taurine Deficiency as a Driver of Aging. Remember, you can download this entire presentation at thedrartistshow.com. Underneath Patient Resources, you will find why Dr. Artis recommends taurine. All right, so in this study in 2023, just last year, they explain, this is their rationale for their study. Taurine, they mention, is a semi-essential micronutrient, and it is one of the most abundant amino acids in humans and other eukaryotes, animals with more than one cell. Earlier than 2023, have shown that the concentration of taurine in the blood correlates with the health of the person, but it is unknown whether blood taurine concentrations affect aging. So they know taurine is an essential micronutrient. What they don't know is do we know if the levels of taurine that are measured in the blood, can those markers or benchmarks of amounts of total taurine in the blood of a human, can that also dictate and affect the aging of the individual? And this is what they said. To address this gap in knowledge, because they don't know, we measured the blood concentration of taurine during aging and investigated the effect of taurine supplemented on health span and lifespan in several species of animals. So they took the average length of health of these individuals and animals and how common and average they died. Then they were going to start supplementing taurine and they wanted to know what's the effect on their aging. Do they live longer? Do they have disease outcomes and do they die? All right, so this is what they published. Blood concentration, this is right out of the results of their study, blood concentration of taurine, which goes up when you're supplementing taurine. Blood concentration of taurine declines with age in mice, monkeys, and humans, period. It's the first sentence of their conclusions. Then they state this. Taurine-fed mice of both sexes, male and female, survived longer than the control mice. The average lifespan of taurine-treated mice increased by 10 to 20%. Each of the mice that were given taurine lived a life 10 to 12% longer than the average of all the other mice. Now, this is significant. I want to echo something I've repeated to audiences all over the world. When scientists are studying medications and chemicals in animals, they publish 100% of the time the reason why we experiment with chemicals, drugs, and vaccines in animals first, like mice, is because all mammals, including mice, they state, have the exact same genetic makeup that humans do. They have all the same genes, all the same chromosomes, and they state emphatically, we study chemicals, drugs, and vaccines in animals before we do human trials. Because we know, the scientists say, that every disease outcome that's going to happen to the mouse is going to happen to a human. So most studies and research, you don't have to get confused about this. When I'm reading studies from animal studies, that's because they know it will happen in a human. So when I tell you they found that taurine by itself, when they fed it to mice, those mice given taurine outlived all the other lab animals that are genetically engineered and cloned to live a specific amount of days. If they were able to increase these mice lifespans by 10 to 12%, so can your life with supplementing taurine. And inside of this study, they talk about this works for worms. It works for bats. It works for mice. It works for monkeys. It works for rabbits. It works for foxes. It doesn't matter what animal they give taurine to every day. Their lives are expanded by 10 to 12%. Well, every human on earth lives in America about 79 years. Well, add 10 to 12%. That's 8 years, 9 years extra on your life. But what they found was, is something I want to continue reading in this paper. Not only did they extend the life of these animals by 10 to 12%, they then continued to say this. A meaningful anti-aging therapy should not only improve the lifespan of the animal or the person, but it should also improve the health span, the period of healthy living. So when they looked at taurine, they wanted to know, it's a great thing that we can increase people's lives and animals' lives with giving them taurine, but does it make their life better? What if these people suffer from pain and disease? Do we really want them living longer with suffering? So what they're stating here is that they know that a meaningful anti-aging therapy and a study, you want a product that not only improves the lifespan of the animal, you want to make sure it also improves the health span. And by definition, that means the period at which the person or animal lives a healthy life. They then continue, and I quote, "We therefore investigated the health of taurine-fed middle-aged mice, and we found an improved functioning of bone, muscle, pancreas, brain, fat, gut, and immune systems, indicating an overall increase in health span. We observed similar effects in monkeys." Now, evolutionists and scientists believe that we are just monkeys. So if it works in monkeys, it works in us. So taurine, let's review this now for all of you. In the aging process, they have figured out with aging mice included, that if they just gave them taurine, they saw not only were their lives increased in the amount of days they lived by 10 to 12%, it also improved the overall health and dynamics of these parts of the animals' bodies, which are also mammals like you. They saw that these mammals' bodies' bone structure was improved, meaning less osteoporosis, stronger bones, stronger immune systems, more red blood cells, more white blood cells, which are all made by the bone. Then they said they saw improvements in the muscle structures of the bodies of these mammals. Okay, great. How many of you feel like your muscles are working on time and firing and fully strong and healthy as always as you're aging? Also, they state that taurine improves the health of the pancreas. Well, why is this important? The pancreas controls breaking down all of your blood sugar. It is a major hormone gland in your body. It produces a hormone called insulin. All of us need more insulin. We also need more beta cells that make insulin in our pancreas. Taurine supplement improves the health of our pancreas, which helps all the diabetics in the world, pre-diabetics, you name it. All right, which are millions. Another improvement in health span from taurine included, they wrote, brain health. Memory was improved. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, all that stuff was reversed using taurine. So all brain function was improved. Dementia included. Fat. Did you know that fat cells in the body are improved and their health is improved by taurine? Did you know that fat cells release hormones in your body? Did you know that you need these hormones to feel good and feel sane? Well, taurine also helps your body burn fat, utilize fat in the making of sugar, glucose, and energy for the human body. Your bowels function is improved with taurine. Well, what's the number one cause for colon cancer in America? Constipation. What is constipation? Not pooping once a day. Taurine helps improve all inflammation and symptoms related to the bowels. Any immune deficiency is improved by taurine. That's another part of the nervous system of the body. It controls your parasympathetic side of the nervous system that controls sleep, producing white blood cells and immunity against pathogens and bugs and toxins. The immune system is also enhanced with taurine supplemented. So not only is your life increased in time, your healthy life period is extended. Then I want you to know that they then took the same information and were like, well, let's see what happens when we give taurine to just one cell organisms like yeast. What happens when we give it to the yeast? What happens if we give it to a parasite worm? that has more than one cell. When they gave yeast and parasitic worms in a petri dish taurine, taurine did not extend the life of yeast at all. Didn't improve its lifespan, didn't improve its health, didn't improve nothing. Had no effect. But on every animal, including the parasite, the health of the parasite and the lifespan of the parasite was extremely lengthened. So all human and all animal creatures that are made up of more than one cell, that's your dogs, cats, guinea pigs, rabbits, ferrets, me, you name it. We all have more than one cell. We would all benefit from taurine. The investigations into the mechanism through which taurine works and improves the health span and lifespan revealed that taurine positively affects several hallmarks of aging. It actually, they write, taurine reduced cellular senescence. I don't know if you know what senescence means. That is the natural aging and death process of every cell in the body. Taurine reduces how quickly cells die naturally. So cells live longer. This is the anti-aging process. Taurine also protected against telomeres deficiency. And you need telomeres to regrow new tissue, new DNA, new cells to help heal from wounds. Taurine also suppresses mitochondrial dysfunction. So if there's a non-functioning mitochondria organelle in your cells that's not creating energy, taurine makes it work better. And it turns off the mitochondria that aren't working, that are diseased. Taurine also decreases DNA damage and reverses and slows down all inflammation in the human body. They said taurine concentrations were associated with adverse health, such as increased abdominal obesity. If you're low on taurine, you'll have a bigger waistline, higher blood pressure, higher inflammation and pain, and a higher prevalence of type 2 diabetes. And they found that exercise, even a short span of exercise, increases taurine in the blood of people. Underlying the anti-aging effects of exercise, they actually attribute to the taurine our body releases. We're going to learn more about taurine and how much you should take in an incredible study I found just the other day on taurine's other amazing benefits. We'll be back after these messages. More Looking for Healing Radio.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
All right, healers, welcome back. This is Dr. Artis. This is Looking for Healing Radio, and you're going to learn more than you'll ever want to know about an amino acid called taurine. We already discussed here so far in this episode that taurine is the only supplement I've been able to find that's been able to confirm that every single animal or human on Earth that supplements it every day can extend their lifespan and the quality of their life by 10 to 12%. That means for every American, the actual lifespan for Americans is 79 years. That's right at 80. 10% of that would be 8 more years. How many of you would like to live 8 more years, but healthier years? You can do it if you just supplement taurine. And this has been demonstrated over and over and over and over, which is pretty phenomenal. So what we're going to do is this episode or this part of the Looking for Healing Radio is being brought to you by taurine, a supplement you will find at thedrartistshow.com. I released this about 5 years ago. Everyone on the planet Earth is deficient in taurine if they've ever eaten any processed foods ever. Why? Because taurine's being destroyed by glyphosate. That's being sprayed on all of our farms, on everything non-organic, and probably even inorganic foods. And when you eat them and you get glyphosate in your body, it destroys the taurine in your body that is used to preserve so many aspects of your health. And we're going to dive into a paper that I found last week that I was so excited about just to discuss. If you're ever wondering, what would be one supplement Dr. Artis would recommend for anybody? Doesn't matter how old you are. If you want to live a healthier life and you want to live a long life, I would tell you to do exactly what I do. I supplement an amino acid called taurine every day, and it has been published to increase the lifespan of all animals and species of animals who actually supplement taurine orally every day. 500 milligrams, you can get it at thedrartistshow.com. I'm going to actually be educating you on what are some other amazing benefits of taurine if you've never even thought about it. Taurine is spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. All right, so let me continue into our discussion here. Taurine, there's actually a research paper titled The Role of Taurine in Mitochondrial Health, More Than Just an Antioxidant. I referenced it earlier in our presentation in this radio show. But inside this paper, if you go into it, into section 6 particularly, I am looking at the section 6.1, and it is titled Cardiovascular Diseases. Now, I'm going to read some of this to you because cardiovascular disease, heart disease, is still the number one or number two cause of death in every industrialized nation on Earth, including America, where I am sitting. So we might as well talk about what taurine does for heart disease. So here we go. Taurine was first used to treat heart failure patients by Azuma's group in Japan in 1985, by the way. Most heart failure patients receiving taurine supplementation, which was 2 to 3 grams of taurine every day for a range of 4 to 8 weeks, that's 1 month to 2 months, showed improvement in the systolic left ventricle function, which is the most common failure of any chamber of the heart, is the left ventricle. As evidenced, they saw with the taurine supplementation, they saw an increase in cardiac output and stroke volume and ejection fraction and mean velocity of circumferential fiber shortening. As the muscle's contracting, it's forcing more blood, more power in the heart is coming when you supplement taurine. Well, left ventricular failure is the number one cause for all pacemakers, they call it, to be inserted into a human, is a weakness in the left ventricle. The left ventricle is what's pumping the majority of the blood to the rest of the human body. So it takes the brunt of all the effort to push the blood that way. All right. Now, taurine has been shown to supplement 2 to 3 grams, which every capsule at the Dr. Artis Show is 500 milligrams. That means you'd have to take 2 capsules to get 1 gram. So if you're doing in this study, taurine for your health to see if you could reverse your heart disease, you would do 4 to 6 capsules of taurine a day, 2 each meal or 2 morning and night. That would be the bare minimum to get to the same level they did here in this study. When comparing the effects of taurine to CoQ10, and most people in America who have heart disease are being told by their cardiologist to take CoQ10 every day, and y'all are all buying it at Costco and 1,000-count tablets. And I love CoQ10. I've actually recommended it for years to people, but not everybody. But I do want to read this to you. When comparing the effects of taurine to CoQ10, there was no significant improvement in the systolic left ventricular function was observed. CoQ10 is an antioxidant that mediates the transfers of electrons from complex 1 to complex 2. In heart failure patients, the levels of CoQ10 were reduced, and supplementation with CoQ10 was shown to improve the symptoms among heart failure patients. The effectiveness of taurine, but not CoQ10, in improving myocardial energy in heart failure suggests the significant effect of taurine as an antioxidant, potentially by improving the myocardial, the cells in the heart, energy production. No cells in the human body have more mitochondria than heart cells. Taurine helps to increase mitochondrial function. Mitochondria produce energy for the cell. The more taurine, the more cell energy made, the more powerful the heart is. And in this, they did a study to find out, does taurine work, and does taurine with CoQ10 work better, and does CoQ10 by itself work? And they only found taurine by itself worked the best to increase cardiovascular function, heart blood pumping volume, ejection fraction, and systolic left ventricular function was improved only with taurine. In heart failure, a disturbance in their energy production called ATP affects myocardial contraction, thereby suggesting, they say, the significance of taurine in improving mitochondrial function through restoring heart cell energy production. And they recommend that they saw 500 milligrams of taurine supplemented 3 times a day for 2 weeks showed improved exercise capacity as well. So even if you just did one capsule 3 times a day and you were exercising, your endurance, your power, and your effort will be so much easier. And your gains will be so much faster if you supplement with taurine, 500 milligrams 3 times a day. They also did taurine with high blood pressure patients, for those of you who have high blood pressure. And they found that individuals who supplemented 1.6 grams of taurine, that would be 3 capsules of mine from the Dr. Artist Show, for 12 weeks, they found pre-hypertension patients, they found that they had lower blood pressure and improved vascular function in just 12 weeks. Isn't that amazing? That's just 3 months. So anybody with high blood pressure, you might want to consider supplementing 3 capsules of taurine to help lower and improve your blood pressure. Now, I want to get to metabolic syndrome. This is important because most husbands in this world and men in this country are actually metabolic syndrome patients. Metabolic syndrome is summarized with these basic traits. They all have these same things in common. They have high blood sugar. They have high LDL cholesterol that they call bad cholesterol. They have low good cholesterol called HDL cholesterol. Metabolic syndrome, they also have high triglycerides. And they have a large waistline. So big bellies, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, bad cholesterol, high triglycerides, and low good cholesterol. That's metabolic syndrome. So here we go. Talking about anybody you see with a belly with high blood pressure and high blood sugar. It's called metabolic syndrome. Taurine supplementation among patients with type 2 diabetes also showed reduced oxidative stress and inflammation, as well as reduced diabetic complications, less nephropathy, kidney failure, less retinopathy, blindness, and less neuropathy, nerve pain. In diabetic patients, plasma or blood taurine concentrations have been reported to be reduced when compared to healthy control patients. This reduction of taurine in the blood with higher kidney excretion of taurine and a lower intestinal absorption of taurine suggests a depletion in the bioavailability of taurine in diabetic patients. They believe that people are excreting taurine too fast in the diabetic population, and that could be what's causing all of their diabetes. So supplement taurine. All right, let's keep going. They've also found that taurine was effective in reducing diabetic complications in several clinical trials. They found doses of 1.5 grams, 3 capsules a day for 90 days in patients with insulin-dependent diabetes. They did not improve their glucose metabolism, although their blood taurine concentration increased significantly in diabetic patients. Then they reported that when they gave oral taurine supplementation at 3 grams per day instead of 1.5 grams, so now this is 6 capsules of taurine from the Dr. Artist Show, for 4 months among type 2 diabetic patients, they saw increased blood taurine content, but they didn't see it reduce the blood sugar levels. Then they reported they did 3 grams instead of for 4 months, they did it for 12 months. And what did they see? They saw a reduction after 1 year of doing taurine, 3 grams every day for a year. They found that as the taurine levels increased in the blood, they saw a reduction in microalbuminuria, which is a strong marker of diabetic nephropathy, kidney failure. So This was a huge benefit of taurine to protect the kidneys, which I think is incredible. It's one of the biggest things you're worried about, kidney failure leading to blindness in the diabetics. When you get into mitochondrial diseases, there's a few, and this might actually be known by a few of you listeners. Recent studies on mitochondrial diseases like MELAS, M-E-L-E-A-S, and M-E-R-R-F revealed a reduction in the formation of taurine-modified uridine in the mitochondria. When taurine was supplemented, they observed an increase in the taurine modification of the mitochondria in these genetic disorders, as well as improvement of the mitochondrial function in all the cells of these patients. And they state, indeed, oral taurine supplementation of either 9 grams or 12 grams every day for 52 weeks showed prevention of stroke-like episodes, as well as increased modification of taurine, uridine of mitochondrial tRNA. So we saw preservation of life and improvement to neurological systems for 52 weeks supplementing with taurine with mitochondrial diseases. So that is awesome, by the way. Neurological diseases for taurine. They say there have been some in-body studies assessing the therapeutic effects of taurine in several mouse models of neurodegenerative diseases, which include Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. In these studies, it was concluded that taurine suppresses disease changes by maintaining mitochondrial homeostasis. A common feature in neurodegenerative diseases is glutamate-mediated hyperexcitability that lends to calcium overload. Then you get collapse of the mitochondrial membrane potential and increased oxidative stress. As mitochondrial damage, they state, is commonly observed in brain disorders, it is sensible to presume that the cellular damage is caused by the mitochondrial's oxidative stress production. And indeed, they have proven this several times, and they now are able to prove that taurine is known to modulate mitochondrial function, and it is plausible, they state, that taurine supplementation would improve the clinical symptoms of patients with neurodegenerative diseases, and that is exactly what they found. They also found studies where neurodevelopment disorders from alcoholism in fetal babies and drug babies, that a acamprosate is approved by the United States and Food Drug Administration to treat alcohol dependence, and in the first study, oral acamprosate supplement of 1 gram for 21 weeks in 3 adults with Fragile X syndrome showed significant improvement in communications. This is a type of taurine analog, a drug. In the second study, using a drug that mimics taurine, they found 12 young children with Fragile X syndrome after 10 weeks and who had comorbid autism spectrum disorders showed significant improvement in social skills and in attention and in hyperactivity while supplementing 1 gram a day for 10 weeks taurine. That's autism spectrum. Then there's neurodevelopment disorders like Parkinson's, GABAergic neurotransmitters, which are impaired. Glutamate excitative toxicity can lead to calcium overload and collapse. They have found that taurine, an antioxidant that maintains the mitochondrial homeostasis, is a plausible solution and improves the clinical symptoms and neurodevelopmental disorders by maintaining appropriate mitochondrial health. All right. Now, learning all of that, I hope this has been something you've come to appreciate. Taurine is an amino acid typically found in food. It's found in seafood and beef and inside of our veggies. It's being destroyed by glyphosate all over the world. So the plants our animals are eating are deficient in taurine and the minerals that they need to make taurine in their body. Our body has taurine. This is an amino acid that improves exercise performance, improves heart health, improves lifespan, and improves healthy living span. How long you live and live well for. And there's nothing more I can imagine than Looking for Healing Radio giving you keys and tools to improve your lifespan and your experience to feel great every single day doing it. Now, as much mitochondria as was discussed in this presentation, don't get overwhelmed. You have 42 plus trillion cells in your body. All of them have more than one mitochondria. You have trillions upon trillions of mitochondria, and all they need is a little bit of food, a little bit of minerals, a little bit of amino acids every day. Taurine mitochondria need. If there's anything I would recommend to all of you and anybody listening that might improve every cell of their body's function to produce energy, it would be this. I recommend 500 milligrams of taurine every day as a bare minimum. And I recommend bioactive copper, 1 capsule a day, which is only 0.9 milligrams of copper. This bioactive copper is required by every mitochondria in your body to make ATP energy for every cell in your body to work normally. And if some part of your body is not working normally, it's because you have a nutritional deficiency. Copper is a big one. Copper is also destroyed by glyphosate. Glyphosate is a natural chelator, meaning it binds to and destroys metals. Copper is one of those essential minerals on the periodic table of elements that is destroyed wholly by glyphosate. So bioactive copper I recommend for everybody, one capsule a day. And then I also recommend taurine, 500 milligrams. For those with neurological development issues, anywhere from 3 capsules a day up to 6 a day of taurine I would recommend. And once you start seeing improvements, you should back down. There's one other thing I would recommend to all people. If they're worried about neurological disorders and cardiovascular disease, you should consider copper, 1 milligram a day. You should consider taurine, 500 milligrams every day. It's one capsule. And I absolutely would recommend that all people consider looking at nicotine patches and nicotine gum as an agent to provide nicotine, which protects all neurological diseases, and start consuming everyday nightshade vegetables that contain high levels of nicotine. The highest plant outside of tobacco that has nicotine that protects all neurological disorders is eggplants. The second highest plant on earth with nicotine behind eggplant, which is behind tobacco. So the third highest plant on the world stage is tomatoes, actually. Then you get into bell peppers, cauliflower, celery, every nightshade vegetable, including zucchini. They all have nicotine in them. So please, for the love of God, take the nutrients that are in our bodies and in life and make sure you're supplementing those things that are bare minimums you need to be taking, because they are assaulting all of nature and destroying mineral loads, fungal loads, bacterial loads all over the body with their poisons and their weapons. All right. Now, remember, this is Dr. Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and Nicola Burnett are the host of Looking for Healing Radio. And you can tune in every day, Monday through Friday, working day, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, here at America Out Loud Radio. Healers, you are a being of light. So remember that when you're looking for healing, to always look within first. That means trusting yourself, doing the own research, and then paying attention to your gut and your intuition. It will not lead you astray. May God the Almighty and author of all things shine his divine light down upon us and everyone we love and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, founder of The Dr. Artis Show, founder of Healing for the Ages, assistant founder and host of Looking for Healing Radio. And we will see you tomorrow for another episode. God bless.